The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, folks. Last day of January. Didn't it seem like since the number and never, it's only Tuesday. Go ahead, mouth, work. Okay, word coming. Here it comes. Didn't it seem like an awfully long time from November 8th to January 20th? And people were sitting around with bated breath, wondering if Donald Trump was going to get shot before he took the oath of office. I don't like wishing anybody's life away. Days are precious, especially when you get older. You realize you're closer to the end than you are at the beginning, and, well, you kind of like to stick around. At any rate, do I have Ronnie? Do I have Ronnie?
Yes, sir.
Ronnie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Oh, fair to middling, getting the tea good?
Getting the tea good. That's good.
By the way, I tried a little experiment. I got a couple of cats that, for some strange reason, we all know what kitties do. They lick their fur. I've got one lazy one that puts it off as long as humanly possible, or kiddily possible, and they get hairballs, and then they throw them up. Well, I've been slipping get the tea in their drinking water, and I have no more throw up on my rug, and what I thought were little cat things and in the box as I was cleaning out was really a horrendous string of fur balls.
Oh, wow. Wow.
So, folks, I have discovered another use for get the tea.
Wow.
And they're old cats, Ronnie. They're old cats, and they're in the middle of the night, they're running around the house chasing each other. I got to throw pillows at them to slow them down.
It's interesting. You know, I don't know what it is with talk show hosts and their pets, but they always are the first ones that move to get the tea with the animal.
I don't know. And I don't know.
We had another talk show host, and he used it for his dog. And he swore by it. He's like, oh, this is the greatest thing. My dog's so much better, and blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
I think that's a good – there's nothing wrong with giving herbs and everything to your dog. It's just that there can be a cleanse effect with dogs or
right.
kitties.
Right.
And that could be scary.
Well, and if they mistime their rapid trip to the litter box or to the door to be let out, yes, I understand your point.
So that's why I don't push those issues, but the herbs actually for the pets are wonderful.
Well, and I can – talk show hosts, why do they do this? Because your talk show host that get the tea sponsors, they're taking the product. They see how good it works for them. So you're standing there one day in the kitchen looking at your dog, and you're taking your get the tea, which I do morning, noon, or night. It doesn't matter. Folks, it really doesn't matter. It's not one of these things. Well, you gotta take it with dinner and, no. You can get the tea. Drink it twice a day. Do it anytime. You wake up in the middle of the night, you're thirsty. You forgot to take your tea. Take your tea. It's okay. But, I was just standing there one day, Ronnie, and I'm looking at this cat throwing up on my carpet, and I went, you know, whatever happens with this, I know it's a little gamble. It doesn't say it's for pets, but I'm going to try it. And I, honest to God, Ronnie, it worked. Honest to God.
Well, and that's really a wonderful thing, because a lot of people, you know, I think we don't even realize how close we get to our pets. We don't want to admit it.
Oh no.
And we get really, they're like our kids at times. And so, you know, and what's interesting is the dog food and the cat food industry, they don't care about your pets. So they put the biggest junk in a lot of the foods and everything else. So feeding the cats and the dogs herbs is a wonderful thing. But again, because of the exiting effect, I was a little worried.
I like how you – the exiting effect. And I've told people – and this is a subject that you have to be rather delicate talking about. But it's one that adults can share with each other, because – It's a serious product for serious adults that are serious about their health. So
yes.
That kind of wiped away my shyness about this, but I still got to be careful. But folks, I am not a person that goes in for a fix it. And honest to God, Ronnie, when somebody said to me that, hey, you know, I got this guy, he's got this product, he'll send you some product, and I said, what is it? Tea. And I'm going, oh, boy. You know, and I went, okay, fine, send me the tea. And it was sitting on my desk, and I didn't open the box up for a couple of weeks. I was busy doing other things. Finally, I opened it up, started taking the tea. Now I would not be without it. As a matter of fact, one of my board ops, I made him a batch of tea. By the way, you're going to have to send me some more. I'm spreading this around with all my friends.
Okay.
I mixed him up a gallon of tea and brought it into him. He's a get the tea fan now, too.
Well, so, that's kind of funny that you say that, because this is another issue that always happens, is all the talk show hosts share it with their board ops and all their producers and so on and so forth. And then the whole crew gets on the tea.
Yeah. So. Well, I mean, it's a natural thing. And I hope the listeners can take an inference from this is, you know, you do somebody wrong. Ronnie, you've experienced this before. Somebody's upset with you. Boy, they'll tell 20 people. But you do them a kindness or whatever, they might mention it maybe to a friend or a family member or whatever. But in a particular case like this, and I think what it is there are so many snake salesman oils, salesmen out there, and people have been burned. A lot of this stuff that you take for your health or whatever, it's really a placebo effect. If you think it's helping you, well, then therefore it is. But this is something that you have an immediate result off of. It cleanses you out, and folks, when I say it cleans you out, if you've never done the tea before, I would suggest that you start it on a Friday, because your body is going to have a good time over the weekend for the next day or so, eliminating a lot of waste and gunk and stuff in your system that you don't even want to think about, let alone it being there. And it's really fascinating, and to me, it makes me smile. Because I've heard so many claims from so many people on so many different products, health, you name it. I am just pleased as punch when something comes along that performs as advertised. And you, my friend, have a tendency to play this down a little bit, but you know the result. You deal with people that are on your product every single day. You talk to talk show hosts. You talk to customers. You talk to everybody on the planet. And you've got to be one pleased individual to be involved with something like this that's helping so many people.
Well, I'm very excited about it. And, you know, obviously this all started because I was sick. And so when you find a way to get out of your sick ways, that kind of sounds funny. Mm-hmm. When you find a way to get out of it, and you want to share that. And it's not just, you know, a lot of people, oh, you just want to make money. Well, it's like, yeah, we're in the business to make money, but we're also in the business to get people to feel better. And colon cancer is number 2 or number 3 on the cancer list.
Mm-hmm.
Get that and see how much that costs you. That's not counting any of your pain levels or the emotional levels and all the stuff that you got to go through. So, you know, I'm excited. And what's really cool is we have a whole array of products. We have a lot of different supplements. that are absolutely just as powerful in different ways, depending on what intruder you have in your life. So we have a lot of things, but I always try to get people on the tee first, because once they get on the tee, they realize they can trust us. They're like, hey, this works. I'm going to the bathroom. Things are, I've lost some weight. I feel better. My complexion's better. And, there's 1,000 things that can do for you. And they go, hey, so now I'm ready to try something else because this works. Where if they took it and it doesn't work, then, you kind of go, do I want to try something else? Nah, not really. If this car doesn't fire up when I go buy the car, I don't think I want to go get another one.
Yeah, or stalls on you and you can't start it and you're not even out of the parking lot on the test drive. Yeah,
exactly.
I know where you're at on that one. Well, this is called Super Tee. This is super strength stuff. And this is a formula. And it helps support people out there, folks. And again, this is your host, John Stettmiller, telling you this, that is using the tea, okay, that has seen the results with himself and his little kitties. The support for healthy cholesterol levels, normal blood pressures. If you're a smoker or you're with a smoker and you've got secondhand smoke, guess what this does? Helps clean it out of your body. Your liver, which I understand is the largest organ in your body, and you know what the liver does, and that gets all gunked up. Your lungs, your colon, oh my gosh, I don't even want to talk about colon, but the stuff that we put in our body has to be eliminated, and when you have a hard time eliminating the junk in your body, you're really in trouble.
Well, and a lot of the issues with the processed foods, that's not set up to go through your colon and be eliminated. It's actually set up to stay.
Oh.
So if it stays, then what you have is you have a clog, you have a traffic jam.
Yeah.
You have a traffic jam, then the next thing you know, your organs aren't pulling the good stuff out of any kind of food at all, and guess what? Something fails.
Yeah.
So this is something where there are, I think, powers that be set things up so that you can be live at the hospital. And I don't kind of believe that way, so I take things differently.
Well, folks, the website, go up there and take a look at it. I mean, this really does work. It is very simple. And I will say this again. I've said this before, Ronnie. I am not a big fan of stuff that tastes bad. Because I have a hard time taking stuff, getting used to taking it every day and doing whatever. But I am particularly against, if it tastes bad, I don't want any part of it.
Yeah.
Now, the interesting thing about this is, you brew it up. It looks like tea. It's not real dark and nasty looking. There's hardly any taste to this. So if you folks out there are used to drinking, your 5 or 8 glasses of water a day or whatever, all you have to do is substitute. Just go to the fridge and just get your tea and have a glass. And make sure, though, it's not over 8 ounces. Don't take any more than 16 ounces a day. And we tell you that because, you want to maintain your health. You don't want to what's the best way to say that, Ron?
Well, you don't want to overdo it.
Thank you. Okay, because you know what a lot of people do, I'm guilty of this. Well, if a little bit is good, a lot more will be a lot better.
A lot is better.
Yeah, well.
We had one talk show host, and he tried our D365, which is like, I call it tea in a pill.
Uh-huh.
So those are for the people that can't brew things. They can take a pill, boom, it's going to have the same kind of effects. Not quite as good as the Super Tea, but close. And so I sent him some of that and sent him the Super Tea. So he brewed the Super Tea, drank the Super Tea, and took a D365.
And guess who that host was? That was me.
You're living on the pot.
Yes.
We'll just say there.
Let me put it to you this way. I was multitasking while taking care of other business. I learned to do other things because I was spending a little bit more time than I really wanted to in the little restroom.
It's great for weight loss, but it can be very uncomfortable.
It was for a few days. I thought, this is the most incredible thing I've ever experienced. Folks, look, when I have said in the past, and I really do mean this, that when I started using Get the Tea and my body got used to it, there wasn't any problems. I had healthy eliminations a couple times a day, which is kind of a record for me. And it was such a clean elimination. And again, I don't want to get too descriptive for you folks on air. There might be small children present. But what I noticed was it was so clean of elimination, I used less than half the toilet paper I used to. And that is saying something.
Well, it's a truth. And you know what's interesting is I watch people and they go, well, we see what you have the tea. We really see how that works. And we're so excited about it. What do you got for a stomach ache? What do you got for, you know? And they start asking for other things. And so it's kind of cool. But I don't think, you know, maybe it's coming around, but people don't realize how important the colon being clean really is. Oh. It's so, so, so important. It's kind of like the motherboard of the computer, you might say.
Yeah.
So when you get that clean, life is good.
Well, and if you're motivated out there, you guys maybe have a history in your family of cancers, colon cancers, whatever. You know your diet hasn't been real good. You're feeling a little bit bad because you've not treated yourself better. Treat yourself. You're going to enjoy this. You're going to feel better about yourself. Your body's going to feel better, and it'll be thanking your brain every day. The website, getthetea.com. This is, well, what we're talking about here is Life Change Tea. And if you're on the road, you travel a lot, he's got the D365. That's the tea in capsule form. I suggest not taking the liquid tea and the D365 simultaneously. But this is an easier way. If you're in a situation you can't brew your own tea, you can't carry the liquid with you, this is capsule form. You can take it anywhere, anytime, any place. So, folks, here it is. Get the tea. And the phone number over to these fine people, 928-308-0408. The website, again, getthetea.com. And go up there and take a look at the other products they have as well. If you've not tried Get the Tea, get the tea, try it. I guarantee you'll be looking at other products that Ronnie is putting out here. Anything else I might have missed, sir?
You did really well. I just say real quickly, for those people that are having stomach problems, because a lot of disease, everything starts in the stomach, you want to look at our Colostrum Complete. It's very, very – it comes in vanilla and it comes in chocolate, but it is from organic cows, and it's too long a spiel to go into it. But let me tell you something. If you want some relief from stomach problems and, I mean, colitis, Crohn's, all the stuff that goes on, you want some relief, Colostrum Complete is the way to go. Get the bag form, and you're going to be good to go. Same website, getthetea.com.
All righty, sir. Well, I appreciate it, Ronnie. We'll see you again next month. I think you're going to stick around for a while, huh?
I think we're going to stick around. Are you going to stick around? I'm going to have to send you some more goods.
I'm going to stick around. You know.
And you got stomach stuff going on? Because if you do, I'm going to send you colostrum.
Well, I mean, you can send it.
But you got to take it.
Well,
see, these talk show host people, I'm just going to tell you, these talk show hosts, they have a hard time doing the right thing sometimes because they're so busy informing the people, which is good. They got to be on the wall. That's a good thing.
Well,
but people like me got to come behind these guys and say, okay, you guys need to take this so you can be around a long time.
Yeah, but you've got the added advantage is I never recommend anything to my listeners that I do not know is 100% or I take it myself. So that's – I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I think that's a good thing to do. So we see. So anyway, stomach stuff, we could get you colostrum, and we'll get you some good stuff so that you can broaden your horizons.
All righty, sir. Well, I appreciate it, Ronnie. Thank you so much.
All right, you take care.
Okay, you too. Yeah, I noticed the other day he's sponsoring Gary Franchi, Next News Network. That goes on. Gary puts all of his stuff on YouTube, and when you click on the YouTube. Thing. There you see, get the tea. You know, this, we're going to, Mike, I think I'm going to turn this into a, can I say, movement? Can I say that? There's so many people in this country that are so full of it, we need to flush them out. That, and I'm still talking to the Massengale Douche Company, trying to perfect something, rather than the, the woman stuff there, we want it, the Massengale Mind Douche for the poor snowflakes out there that just can't seem to get their brain to work. They need to flush their brains out. I should have asked Ronnie if he had anything around like that. All right. Enough. Take the break. We'll be back. Serious stuff right after this break.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Okay, was that a requested bump, or is that just something you pulled out of your hat? Have no idea what this stuff is. By the way, oh gosh, did we post this about Trump making a deal with Mexico and they're going to use Cemex? Did you get that up? Okay, you're telling me no? Yes? You don't know? Okay. At any rate, get to that story here in a second, as soon as you find it. I think it was sent over to you or Dan. Check it out. At any rate, you know, folks, when somebody does right, I don't care what party they're attached to, or this Tulsi Gabbard, she's from Hawaii, and she's come out and said that, look, we got to stop supporting these terrorists who are destroying Syria. And what are you bombarded with in the news, folks? The Syrian refugees. Yeah, well, Trump is anti-Muslim, and yeah. You know, the seven countries that Trump wrote an executive order on were actually the countries that Barack Obama himself said were laden with terrorists, and watch out. So what does Donald Trump do? He said he was going to do, our vetting process is kind of broken. While the rest of the world is leaving Somalis and Syrians and God knows what else into their country, and these people didn't come to assimilate. They came to set up their own shop. Just ask the people over in Europe. And how incredibly arrogant to be taken in by a host country and then start complaining about them, their culture, how they do things, and then demanding of that government that you do things their way. Really? Man, really? You're going to do that? Well, this is I'm shocked here, and this happened on CNN, which I'm really kind of shocked. I'm going to play the entire clip. It's about 5 minutes long, and this was on CNN. You know, the Communist News Network or the Clinton News Network or Chicken Noodle News or whatever you wanted to call it. Here's the clip from CNN with Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat. Amazing stuff.
We're guided by the lessons of history and a desire to promote stability all over and strength in our land. This destructive cycle of intervention and chaos must finally, folks, come to an end.
Welcome back to Lead. That was President-elect Donald Trump on Tuesday night vowing to scale back U.S. intervention overseas, all part of his America First policy. Joining me now to talk about this and more, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, Democrat of Hawaii, I guess you say. She serves on the Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committee. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Armed Services and Foreign Affairs Committee.
Do you agree with Donald Trump's vision of America First when it comes to foreign policy?
I'm glad to hear him talking about ending our country's interventionist regime change war policies. As you know, this is something that I've been talking about for years, that we need to stop the destruction that's been caused by our country continuously getting involved in these counterproductive regime change wars that not only end up strengthening our enemy in groups like ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but they actually end up causing more suffering for the people in these countries where we are intervening, as in Syria now.
I know you feel that way about Syria and Libya and Iraq. Do you feel that way about Afghanistan?
Afghanistan is a little bit of a different situation,
right. Okay.
but yes, essentially.
You met with Donald Trump 2 weeks after he was elected. There was some speculation that he might offer you a cabinet position or some sort of position. Were you hoping to work in the Trump administration?
I love my job. The people of Hawaii chose to rehire me again in November, and I look forward to continuing to work for them. My goal in going there, in receiving the invitation to speak to President-elect Trump, was to speak specifically about the situation in Syria, the dangerous consequences of escalating the regime change war that the United States is fueling there, along with countries like Saudi Arabia and Qatar and Turkey.
Let's hold it. We're going to be interrupted by crass commercialism here. We'll finish this out and more information. Like I said, even if a Democrat says it and it's the right thing, we'll talk about it.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies.
Did you know 40% of all cancer could be prevented? That's a fact. Along with maintaining appropriate body weight and regular exercise, the American Institute for Cancer Research and the USDA confirm that eating 9 to 11 servings of fruits and vegetables every day is the key. Now ask yourself, am I at risk? How many servings of fruits and vegetables did I eat today? Balance of Nature has solved this problem and provides an easy and affordable way to consume over 10 servings of 31 different whole fruits and vegetables every day.
Here's microbiologist Dr. Kim O'Neill talking about Balance of Nature. Scientific research has shown that many cancers and lifestyle diseases can be prevented with a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. This prevention comes from the phytochemicals in the plants. They fight against oxidants that damage the cell's DNA, causing mutations that lead to disease. I don't take any supplementation, but I take Balance of Nature because I know, I've seen it in my lab, and I know that it works. I've seen the immune response increase. I've seen your DNA repair capacity increase, and I've seen DNA protection. And that, to me, as a scientist, rings so true.
I'm a big supporter of the product. 2 winters ago, I had, between November and March, I had 5 head colds, and each time it was like a 2-week ordeal. Last winter, with your product, I didn't have a single one.
Balance of Nature is celebrating its 20th anniversary by providing you the best offer they've ever given. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. That's 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
It's the most effective product that I've ever bought in my life, but I should have ordered it like 15 years ago.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Here's the conclusion of that Representative Gabbard, on Tulsi Gabbard on CNN. And this is, I have not heard any Republicans saying this. I've heard Donald Trump say, you know, we're going to stop this regime change stuff. But she's getting specific and calling it out exactly the way it is. We tried to topple Assad. And look what happened. And all the angst at the left in this country, all these poor people in Syria. This was the direct result of Barack Obama. Get a clue. God, you mindless people out there. You have no fact, no information, but man, you're in staunch opposition to whatever. Whatever the crowd says, you're going to go along with.
Escalating that through a so-called no-fly zone or safe zone and urging him to end our regime change war there, to stop funding, both directly and indirectly, groups that are working with Al-Qaeda and ISIS, and to stop funneling those dollars and weapons and other assistance through these other countries like Saudi Arabia, who are directly supporting these terrorist groups, who are supposed to be our enemy, who we're supposed to be fighting to defeat.
And tell me about legislation. You have a bill that you introduced today that would address loopholes. You say have allowed American taxpayer dollars to fund terror groups such as Al-Qaeda and ISIS in Syria. Are you really suggesting that the U.S. government is funding these terrorist groups?
Yeah,
I'm not only suggesting it. This is the reality that we're living in. And
not directly,
most Americans, you know, if you or I were to go and provide money, weapons or support or whatever to a group like Al Qaeda or ISIS, we would immediately be thrown in jail. However, the U.S. government has been providing money, weapons, intel assistance, and other types of support through the CIA directly to these groups that are working with and are affiliated with Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
So you're saying the CIA is giving money to groups in Syria, and those groups are working with al-Nusra and ISIS?
There have been numerous reports from the New York Times to the Wall Street Journal and other news outlets who have declared that these rebel groups have formed these battlefield alliances with Al-Qaeda, that essentially these Al-Qaeda groups are in charge of every single rebel group on the ground fighting in Syria to overthrow the Syrian government.
Now, the U.S. government says that they vet the groups that they give money to very, very closely, and that you're wrong. There are not alliances between groups that the American taxpayers fund and these other groups. Obviously, they all are fighting Assad.
I beg to differ. Evidence has shown time and time again that is not the case, that we are both directly and indirectly supporting these groups who are allied with, are partnered with Al-Qaeda and ISIS in working to overthrow the Syrian government of Assad. And we've also been providing that support through countries like Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Qatar to do that.
Quickly before you go, I know that some of your colleagues, Democrats, have expressed concern about too many retired generals being in the Trump cabinet. You have the National Security Advisor, General Flynn, and then also he's talked about General Mattis and General Kelly at the Pentagon and Homeland Security. Do you share their concerns or do you disagree?
I don't share their concerns. In fact, as a veteran and as someone who's still serving in the Hawaii Army National Guard, I find it pretty offensive for people to outright discriminate against veterans. Here you have generals who have literally spent their whole lives serving our country, putting service before self, putting their lives on the line to defend democracy. And yet people are criticizing them and discriminating against them, saying just because you served as a general previously, you are disqualified from serving in a high position of leadership.
Okay, Tulsi. Yeah, well, you heard it. Yeah, that's democracy. Well, I didn't say she was perfect now, did I? But she did make the point. Tapper says, are you really suggesting the U.S. government is funding these terrorist groups? I'm not only suggesting it, that is the reality we're living in. And so thank you for saying that. But now, I don't know what it is down in Hawaii. Maybe it's a lack of chemtrails. I don't know. But at least this Democrat got it right. So you see, folks, there is common ground here. I don't know who these people are in the streets of America, but man, get a clue. Find some warmth with sharing with the other protesters out there. Do a kumbaya moment. Come together, hug, share spit, chewing gum, coffee. I don't care what you do, but find something you like about each other, and that'll. By the way, the video that I could not show you, I hope you went up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and take a look at the Seattle protester, the one that's making all the noise out there. Well, guess what? It turned out that particular protester has charges for against them for child abuse in a sexual way with a minor. You know, it doesn't get any better than this. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey there, John. You know, I don't know if you've played it before. I know I've played it before, but there's a clip on YouTube where Senator Hillary Clinton and John McCain both spoke about funding ISIS, working with ISIS, and giving money and weapons to ISIS. You might want to dig that one out and play that behind to follow your last interview, because, I mean, that's just concrete proof that the CIA has been working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda before that. I wish a lot of people would know that. They don't seem to know that, but I mention that all the time.
Well, I mean, and who the hell listens to CNN anymore? I mean, that doesn't get broad coverage, so, you know, that should be a talking point around the water coolers for, you know, the office personnel. You know, spread some, if you're dumb enough to be sitting around watching CNN, I guess you would know that. But spread it around with some of your liberal friends. And repeat that for Mike again, so he can bring it up.
Yeah, it's on YouTube. It's Senator Hillary Clinton and John McCain sitting down talking. I think it was on C-SPAN. They were discussing ISIS, the funding of ISIS. That's the headline I typed in, I think. And you'll find them actually talking about funding them financially and with weapons, and they have been for a long time, and they've been in communication for quite a long time.
Wow.
And that what their goal was, you know, ousting Bashar al-Assad out of Syria.
All right. We'll dig it up.
Hey, thanks.
Thanks, Steve. In the meantime, while you find that one, Wesley Clark, this is the guy. And again, he's not a pure driven spirit here, but every once in a while he gets it right and then goes back to being wrong. But Wesley Clark was the guy that provided the list of the seven countries that had to fall. Came right out of the Pentagon. Vice President was there, and hey, Wesley, you know, here's a list of the seven countries, you know, we're going to topple. You know, I guess that doesn't mean anything to people, that people high up in the government make these proclamations and then it just sits there and does nothing. And again, this was on CNN, admitting that the Islamic State was the result of funding terrorists.
So you're in a little bit of a dilemma on that. We need to leave that kind of fuzzy on this, but we need the authorization to follow the leads, put the troops in, and play this. Look, ISIS got started through funding from our friends and allies, because as people will tell you in the region, if you want somebody who will fight to the death against Hezbollah, you don't put out a recruiting poster and say, you know, sign up for us, we're going to make a better world. You go after zealots, and you go after these religious fundamentalists. That's who fights Hezbollah.
But, General, I'm hearing you on...
It's like a Frankenstein.
I'm hearing you on keeping Syria fuzzy, but, I mean, they've been very clear in wanting to destroy and dismantle ISIS, so that's not fuzzy to me at all. The question would be, if they wipe out ISIS in Syria, which is the goal, then what with Bashar al-Assad?
Yeah.
There has to be a plan for that phase.
Well, some things you can't exactly plan that clearly because you're dealing in the realm of politics.
No, you're dealing in the realm of intelligence agencies.
Can you get the Russians to
interrupted by politics.
Also,
okay, thank you, Wesley. Thank you, Mr. Clark. You got the you got what? Okay, so Steve in California, if you can find that video, do me a favor, shoot that over to Mike. He can't seem to locate it. Now, Donald Trump, he's been called the businessman. He knows how to make deals. Well, this came out a couple of days ago, and this is, go ahead and post that, if you will. I don't know why you did that, but let's stop you from doing that again. Oh, good, I got a Google App Store. Am I the only one here? Am I the only one that hates these damn pop-ups, especially with audio?
I got a Hillary here saying we funded ISIS.
You got a Hillary? How long is it?
Like 10 seconds.
Go ahead. Shoot it. Play it.
I mean, let's remember here, the people we are fighting today, we funded 20 years ago.
Mm.
We funded.
20 years ago and haven't stopped since. Okay, kill the audio on that. So the deal maker, Mr. Trump, he plans to build a Mexican border wall, and he's boosting the prospects of builders and materials suppliers from Alabama to Frankfurt, but there may be no bigger winner than the giant cement maker based in Mexico. Yeah, that's where I'm going with this. CEMEX, would be the one of the companies best positioned to profit from a wall that could cost $15 billion or more, as its operations along both sides of the U.S.-Mexican border. CEMEX share prices jumped as much as 2.5% Wednesday, and it's the best performing among its peers this year, with a stock up 18% as of Tuesday. And according to Bloomberg intelligence analyst Sonia Baldira, the outlook for its U.S. business has also been aided by Trump's plan to spend as much as $500 billion on roads, bridges, tunnels, and airports. Now, we are fairly optimistic on the company's U.S. operations, Barclays analyst Benjamin Thurer wrote in a note to clients naming CEMEX the top regional pick. We expect a Trump-boosted pickup in volume. Well, the possibility of profit for the south of the border industrial giant, which is the largest cement maker in the Americas, shows the tight interweaving of the U.S. and Mexican economies. The U.S. is CEMEX's biggest market, representing a fifth of its revenue last quarter alone. And the windfall from the wall could help complete its comeback from a near bankruptcy after the recession. The Republican painted a picture of a nation beset by undocumented immigrants and said only a physical barrier paid for by Mexico could end the onslaught. The plan didn't recognize that illegal entries have fallen and that many undocumented immigrants arrive legally but overstay their visas. Okay, it's a Bloomberg story. You expect the stuff. Trump's statement set off widespread fury in his own country and beyond, with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto saying, of course, his country wouldn't pay for it. And on Wednesday, though, CEMEX spokesman Jorge Perez declined to comment on whether the company would be involved in the construction of the wall. I love it. It seems dishonorable for Mexican companies to participate. A senator from Mexico's Labor Party, Manuel Bartlett, said they would be putting money above national interest. Obviously, the wall construction is an offense to Mexico. Why? You know, this is completely offensive to us. And we're not talking about a fence. We're talking about a wall. So apparently, this is just another brick in the wall, folks. Can I stop doing that? Do I have an on-off switch for that? For bad puns and jokes. At any rate, it looks like Mexico is going to be, profiting on the building of the wall. And there's a lot involved in this. Cement manufacturers, you've seen on-site stuff. Yeah, but when you're talking about a volume of cement that it's going to take to build this wall, it's got to be pretty localized, you know, within a little short distance. Once you start mixing cement, that stuff does not stay cementy and liquid for long. It has a tendency to heat up and do some funny things. And the last thing we want is a defective wall, I would say. Don't want a wall to be falling down like Jericho. Anyway. I just found that a little ironic. Middle East. Iran, by the way, you're probably going to see more bomb Iran. I hope to God that Trump moves as quickly to get us the hell out of the Middle East as he's moving on other things. Now, Iran, it is said, that Iran is going to ditch the dollar in wake of Trump's Muslim ban. It comes out of Forbes magazine. Au contraire, Iran doesn't want to have anything to do with the American dollar. The oil bourse is over. And they are stopping using the U.S. dollar. That's an official statement, according to a report from the Financial Tribune. The decision was announced by Central Bank of Iran Governor Saif during a television interview on the evening of January 29, according to the paper. Now, the move significant in the light of the recent Muslim ban, and folks, it's not a Muslim ban. It's not saying that all Muslims can't come into this country. It is seven countries with ties to terrorism that we're going to give a little moratorium here to make sure that we've got the proper vetting mechanism in place to really find out who's coming in this country. The left is blowing this way out of proportion, and I hate using that because if you say the left, well, then obviously you're right. Well, there's many things wrong with the left and the right, but now this decision was announced by the central bank, and this is significant. Now, it has been said that we should go into Iraq and take their damn oil. You killed how many millions of their people? Now you want to take the only thing that they really have over there that's worth anything on world markets? I mean, isn't that like adding insult to injury? And when I say injury, I mean a whole lot of death. Isn't that kind of inhumane? So the world is discovering that the United States wanted to topple Assad, and we've been funding the opposition to get him out of his office, and the Syrians are running around in the world looking for a place to hide when they should have an intact government except for our meddling. Wow. Wow.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord. And when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
And the editor of this story, by the way, said hopefully there will be enough pressure on Trump to prevent the bombing of Iran. It has set itself up as a target by disconnecting from the dollar for oil clique. Libya may have been the last country to do so, but certainly was not the first or only one. And then the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, saw the murder of its Bedouin president, Muammar Gaddafi, and the subsequent devastation of the Arab population. I can understand why the frugal Iranians want to get off the inflated dollar, but hopefully its leader will reverse his announced policy and continue to encourage U.S. visitors. Yeah, well, first of all, we should have never gone into the Middle East, and I don't give a damn what country it is. They were no threat to us. We were there fighting proxy wars for Israel, which, by the way, announcement, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, you've got a Judas standing right next to you. That's right, your daughter's husband. Psst. Whoa. We'll be posting some stories on the website about that, but the only thing I could say when I looked at him is Judas. You know, he's going to be, I guess he's not taking a salary. That's awfully nice of him, but he's going to make sure that he's there to keep the Israeli-U.S. connection going. And I'll tell you what, flat out, plain simple, we should get all the way out of the Middle East, and that includes Israel. And folks, they're under no threat. If they are, they've got nuclear weapons, they've got jets, they've got infantry, they got guns, they got cannon, they got everything. They've got people so conditioned as we are the victims, we are the victims, we are the victims, we are the victims. I'm so tired of it. The only thing that you, dear Israel, have done is you victimized yourself by your own actions. And when I'm saying Judas goat here, is there really going to be a two-state solution? Well, you better hurry up, because the Palestinians don't have much land left. So maybe that's what they're really waiting for. Looks like I had the right clip. There's a lot of musical interludes between the interviews. Okay. At any rate. And since we're on the subject here of Trump, Arizona voters say perhaps President Trump hasn't gone far enough, but give it time. And I was shocked this came out of the LA Times. Across the massive mall parking lot from the Red Lobster, Rush Limbaugh's radio show blared from the speakers of the silver sedan idling near Party City with its windows down. The nominal... Don't you like all this flowery crap that really doesn't have anything to do with the story? That's what journalism is anymore. We're here to tell you a story. Not necessarily the facts, but we're here to tell you a story. Yeah, okay. The nominal topic Monday was the alleged liberal assault on the NFL quarterback Tom Brady. But Limbaugh had long since moved on to the border wall, suspicions of nationwide protest, and President Trump's response to the threat posed by foreigners. 120 miles from the border, Arizona voters outraged with President Obama's executive orders that welcomed the foreign-born to America are delighted with Trump's first week in office, when his actions seem to have done the opposite. Trump ordered the federal funding withheld from cities that provide sanctuary to immigrants in the country illegally, demanded Congress pay for the immediate construction of that 1,900-mile border wall, not fence, wall, and banned travel to the U.S. by citizens of seven Muslim-majority countries as a way, he says, to keep terrorists at bay. And he is. And again, let me repeat, these seven countries are actually what President Obama picked out, okay? Wasn't even Trump that did it. It was Obama. Top of the hour break. We'll be back in about 2 minutes.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.